You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7. Celebrity Dirt starts now.
All right, let's start with The Walking Dead. UpRocks and Entertainment Weekly claim an upcoming episode will feature a totally nude zombie. I didn't know we were screaming for this.
I guess someone requested it.
Executive producer Greg Nicotero is quoted as saying, "There's an episode where we did our first fully nude walker. We've never done that before. AMC won't say if the zombie is a man or a woman."
I think I've already seen this episode. It's called Naked and Afraid. And I didn't like it then. They were dirty and nasty and eating turtles. I don't want to see it again.
The difference is this, and I really don't want to see this. If you watch The Walking Dead, you know that these bodies are rotted and things fall off of them all the time. There is a moment that could be played for seriousness that is going to be high comedy if it's a man or a woman where something's going to fall off. I'm just saying.
I don't know if they've thought that far ahead.
Deadline.com claims that Don Johnson is going to star in a new Fox sitcom called Daddy Issues. Hope you're sitting down for the plot. It's about a playboy father who falls in love with his daughter's best friend.
Ew, that's my review.
So, you thought you were creeped out by the naked zombie, huh? It is never not going to be creepy, right?
We don't need that.
No, we don't. And finally, Keith Urban tells Female First that he is never away from Nicole Kidman for more than a week.
Haven't we done this story before? They tell us this every few weeks.
I have more quotes for you. "We never made a promise to each other. I just don't want to be away from her for 2 weeks or even a week. We try to schedule pretty much everything so that we're not away from each other for more than a handful of days. Even when she was shooting a movie in Australia, we just relocated down there for a few days and wherever else we had to go, so we could just stay together as a family. It's really important to us."
Well, that's good. It's good for them.
It's at this time that I point out Debbie and I are taking a couple of days next week. She's going to Florida. I'm going to South Carolina.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
I like this story because it reminds me of the girl who was our matron of honor at our wedding. The Blast claims some paparazzi recently thought Selena Gomez stole a mug from the International House of Pancakes in Encino, California. The IHOP mugs are not available for sale. However, the restaurant allowed Selena to take the IHOP mug because, A, she was not done with her coffee, and I don't think that really has as much to do
with it. Yeah, they would put it in a cup.
But she was nice and left a large tip.
So basically she did buy it, and then some.
But the girl who was the matron of honor at our wedding, she used to steal, was it from Chili's?
She had sticky fingers. Those, I think it was. And they still, I think, have them on the table. It's a little wooden frame where they will put like a special or a dessert menu or something in
it. To her, those were picture frames for the taking.
Yeah. And then don't even start me on a pizza buffet. She took a large purse into the pizza buffet.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. No. I get that. But I mean, she didn't take like other things from the restaurant.
No, she took the picture frame, but
right.
But you're not supposed, it's not to go, it's to eat while you're there. That's the idea of the buffet. It's one price, all you can eat here, not what you can put in your huge bag and take home for tomorrow.
I'm going to exclude stealing of food here. What have you taken from a restaurant? You stolen a mug? I remember when I was waiting tables at a Mexican food restaurant, our enormous margarita glasses and the enormous goblets that we would serve the large beers in, we had to keep our eyes on those because those tended to sprout legs.
It's stuff that you really love, but you can't get. They won't sell it online. You can't find it anywhere. It's like a really nice hotel robe. You know?
What from a restaurant have you taken as a five-finger discount? We just got a text from a friend. What did she say?
She said that her aunt has a whole set of steak knives from Outback. My word. She says she feels guilty using them. I said, the devil would probably make me cut myself with them if I use them.
Hi.
My late wife used to take all of the drink special menus. Especially if it had how to make the drink.
Ah, yeah.
It was gone.
5-finger discounts from restaurants. Selena Gomez is stealing mugs from IHOP. What have you taken?
Every time me and my wife go out to eat somewhere and we order something that comes with like one of them little glass containers that they put the dipping sauce in, she always asks for a to-go box, puts her leftovers in there, and takes that little container home so she has it at home to put sauce in.
How many sauce containers do you have at this point?
I would probably say we got at least 15 plus.
Oh, my.
How many do you need?
Yeah, and anywhere, it don't matter. Especially if she goes somewhere and they got a different color or a different shape than what she already has. She's like, yep, that's mine. I'll just shake my head.
Ramekin thievery. And yes, I'm embarrassed that I know that term.
I taught you that.
God almighty,
you know.
I've been living with a chef
I'm
too long.
I'm a good influence.
Jeez.
Hi, so we're talking about 5-finger discounts?
Yes.
So I was in Ireland with my aunt and my parents a couple years back, and we were having our very first real Irish pint of Guinness, and we wanted to buy the pint glasses. And the waitress looked at us and said, well, we don't sell the glasses, but how big are your purses?
So she was like, I'll look the other way.
Now, that's a friendly country. That's a great bar where they just say, go ahead.
They get your repeat business.
Yes.
It was awesome. We took four.
Oh, my. We'll tell all of our friends.
Give those Americans just an inch. They take a yard.
Yes, I was calling about what people take from restaurants.
Now, I can tell from your voice, you are far too sweet and honest a lady.
You would never.
You would never do this.
No, I wouldn't.
Good.
But my mother would. She used to go to the Chinese restaurant. She'd take a Ziploc bag, and then she would fill her plate up, and then she would take that all home with her so she'd have something to eat the next day.
Did they have her picture at every Chinese buffet in town?
No, they didn't. They didn't. But they needed it.
Yep.
This got started. Selena Gomez was busted by the paparazzi walking out of IHOP with an IHOP mug that they aren't for sale. IHOP backed her up and said, no big deal. She was a big tipper and she was a nice lady. We let her walk
off. Go ahead and just take that perk. That's yours.
The 5-finger discount at the restaurant.
Well, and I was remembering our favorite place to go when we're at Myrtle Beach is that Greg Norman's.
Love to go
there
to
at Barefoot
Norman's.
Landing. And they have the most unusual plates.
They're shark
like a
fins.
Shark fin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love them. And I've tried to go online and see if you could buy them somewhere, but they're not available.
Oh, my God. You have that look in your eye like,
no,
are we
I'm
going
not.
To Greg Norman's this weekend?
I know. They're too big, and I'm carrying a small purse. I would not.
Not that you haven't thought it out. Hi.
My son got the Jack Daniel's salt and pepper shakers one time. We went for a birthday at the Grumpy Monk in Monroe.
Now, why did you allow him to steal like this?
Well, he was sitting there. And I didn't know he had them until we got home. And he's like, I got me some salt and pepper shakers. And I said, you should have went to the liquor store and got, just bought you some Jack Daniels and drank it. And then made you on salt and pepper shakers.
That's great encouragement there. I'm glad that you supported me.
Not you should have taken them back. You should have gone to the liquor store.
I always wondered why that monk was so grumpy.
More music.
More music. More music. It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personality.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation, and I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
This royal job pays nearly $38,000 a year. What is it?
This royal job pays nearly 38 grand a year. What is it? Once again, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
I have an answer for the smartest person in the QC, if you still have it.
Sure.
This royal job pays nearly 38 grand a year. What?
Is it the Queen's Guard?
The Queen's what?
Guard.
Guard.
Queen's Guard. Those are the guys that wear the big fuzzy hats and they're emotionless, right?
That's right, yeah.
Ah.
No, I don't know what they make, but that's not what we're looking for.
Smartest person in the QC?
What you think?
Grounds cleaner.
Grounds cleaner.
Grounds.
Yeah.
They keep everything clean around there.
Yeah, and whether it's the inner grounds or outer grounds, no. Or the coffee grounds, no.
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, well,
Okay, well, that was lots of fun. Thanks.
Thanks.
Do you have a right answer?
This royal job pays nearly 38 grand a year. What?
I think it's a porta-john cleaner.
We do not have portable loos at the palace.
And do you have an answer for the question yet?
What you think?
Is it breaking in the queen's shoes?
I love that.
Is that a real job?
it's a real job.
Is it really?
It is a real job.
Oh, my God, I've never... Please put your feet in my shoes and stretch them.
If anyone's going to get blisters, it shall be you.
For sure.
Hey, could it be the Corgi Pooper Scooper?
Wow, 38 grand a year to scoop the queen's dog's poop.
You know what? I would consider it for that. I would.
It's a great out-of-college job. You're more than qualified at that point. Yeah, no, that's not it.
Yes, I was calling for the smartest person.
Yeah, this royal job pays nearly 38 grand a year. What is it?
A maid?
No, not it. Smartest person in the QC.
Hey, I want to try to answer your question.
All right, this royal job pays nearly 38 grand a year. What?
I think I was just reading this the other day. Is it the person that runs the Twitter account for them?
Good job.
The Queen's, not even, just the Queen's social media coordinator makes $37,500 to start.
I need that job.
Man, no kidding.
Yeah, how much does the Queen tweet?
I mean, seriously.
I know that might be a personal question, but.
Oh, Lord, Philip is cutting another ribbon today. Dear God, who is this?
Well, this is Noah.
Hey, Noah, step into the spotlight. You know what to tell us.
Hey, this is Noah, and I'm the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love that. You guys are great.
The new 1037. This is Other News.
Brought to you by Discount Tire. This Friday and Saturday, get up to $320 in rebates on select tire and wheel packages purchased with Discount Tire Credit. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
One of the most comical things that I've seen at the Winter Olympics is the quote-unquote North Korean cheerleaders. It's more like a pep squad that Kim Jong-un has sent over there to cheer on their athletes. The Daily Mirror claims a Kim Jong-un impersonator was recently booted out of the Olympics for doing what? Dancing in front of the pep squad during a hockey game.
Who wants to be that impersonator?
Well, the thing is, okay, it's funny, but it's sad at the same time because the cheerleaders, of course, they had this horrified look on their face.
Well, yeah.
Because they have literally been told, go over and cheer like your life depends on it, because it does. The guy, turns out, is an Australian man who currently lives in Hong Kong. He told a newspaper, I eventually got released after a half an hour, and that was it. As soon as I got out, there was a bunch of reporters asking me questions. I thought I'd turn up in character and give the games a little bit more spice. After all, South Korea is a democracy with freedom of speech, and I think we need a little satire for the whole situation. Ordinarily, I would applaud this, except that that little man is crazy.
Yeah, you don't want to go there.
He is bat crap crazy, and just leave him alone. Also, leave this guy alone. The Daily Mirror claims Londoner Neil Harbison has had an antenna implanted in his skull. He now claims that he is the world's first cyborg. He tells the paper that he had the antenna implanted to cure his colorblindness. I take it a medical professional probably did not advise him of this. This is something he came up with.
I've never heard of that procedure for colorblindness.
Maybe he cranked up his Google machine and Google told him about this. Anyway, he says, I see this as a body part, not a device, but as an organ. And I don't wear an antenna. Baby, I have an antenna. So I see this as a part of me. I can sense infrared and ultraviolet. And I also have internet connection in my head that allows me to receive colors from other parts of the world or connect to satellites so I can send colors from space.
Now he doesn't wear a straitjacket. He has a straitjacket.
I love you guys.
Charlie and Debbie. The new 1037.